This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-19 deaths in America is down 81% since April of 2020. Nearly 157 million Americans have been vaccinated. The White House continues to encourage all Americans to get the vaccine.
If the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they will protect themselves. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up, may see this progress reverse. Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
States is gearing up to spread the COVID-19 vaccines throughout the world. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The United States will send 20 million doses to help countries battling the pandemic. This is in addition to sending all of the manufactured AstraZeneca vaccine doses overseas. This is the most doses donated by any country in the world.
The CDC announced Thursday that fully vaccinated people can go without masks in most situations. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The Supreme Court on Monday agreed to take up a key abortion case next term concerning a controversial Mississippi law that banned most abortions after 15 weeks, bringing up a potential challenge to 1973's Roe v. Wade. A term of the Supreme Court begins by statute on the first Monday in October. According to the monitoring group AAPI, security forces have killed at least 802 activists in Myanmar since the military took power in a February 1st coup. Some 4,120 activists have now been arrested, charged, or sentenced in the military's continued crackdown on protesters. The army has in recent days been fighting militias in the Indian border state of Chin, where martial law was declared. Myanmar, formerly called Burma, is in Southeast Asia. Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers says he cracked a rib taking a spill on a bicycle, but he's on the mend. Nick was injured late Saturday while filming an undisclosed project, and it was serious enough that he needed medical attention at a nearby hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
A new poll released Monday found New York City mayoral hopeful Andrew Yang's support has dropped among Democrat voters, while Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams holds a slim lead in the race. Adams scored the support of 18% of the primary voters in the WPIX 11 Emerson College survey. The sample consisted of 1,013 registered city voters. Attempting to unmask the mask mandates in America, confusion and exceptions are making it tough to know where we stand. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Target and CVS are the latest retailers to drop mask requirements in their locations for fully vaccinated individuals, unless required by local mandate. They join Walmart, Starbucks, Trader Joe's, and others who have adjusted their policies after the CDC announced its new guidelines for indoor mask wearing. Target added that fully vaccinated employees will be able to work without masks, though CVS says it will still require its associates to mask up. Both retailers say they will continue to ask those who are unvaccinated to wear face coverings in their stores.
While the United States is flying drones around the surface of Mars, Saturday, China safely landed their first rover on Mars. But we may face a bit of a wait before we see the rover's first view of Mars. China's first attempt to reach the surface of another planet was a success. The project Zhurong will perform diagnostics and move off its landing platform in the next few days, and that its first photos are expected around the end of the month. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do. It's how we roll, as they say. Welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Thank you for joining us as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We're standing by for Melissa Caron. Melissa Caron was the whistleblower for Dominion, and who's now running for office. An incredible story. And so we'll bring her on as soon as we can get a hold of her. But meanwhile, you know, the questions still remain. And, of course, of what happened last week with, all of a sudden my brain has gone blank here. the congresswoman, who I'm talking about. Liz Cheney, there we are. Okay, so with what happened with Liz Cheney, I mean, insisting that, that Donald Trump is perpetuating this lie that the election was stolen. Well, there's still so much evidence. It's like, how can you make a statement that, in fact, it wasn't stolen when there hasn't been any adjudication, there hasn't been any really true investigation and look-see about what happened in 2020? I mean, we went through all kinds of, which is amazing to me, right? We go through all this histrionics. When Donald Trump is elected president in 2016, the Democrats insist they put on this big resistance move, which was very costly. I mean, when you think about, a free and fair election, the transference of government, to new management, the peaceful transformation, how that's supposed to take place, and it didn't happen in 2016. And then here we are 4 years later, after, what did we spend? $70 million plus all the time that it took for the legislative body to adjudicate that maybe the Russians did. And then we find out all along, which, these government officials, I mean, Hillary Clinton included, the Democratic leadership knew that this was false evidence, that this was bogus to begin with. But yet we tied up the country. And in spite of that, Donald Trump went forward and look what he did. And there's a clear difference between a Donald Trump presidency and a Joe Biden ministry administration after, 100 plus days. Well, Melissa joins us now. Melissa, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Bill.
Well, I was just laying out the past, the history, that we went through all this investigation of Russian collusion in 2016. And in 2020, we have much more evidence and smoking guns lying all around questioning this 2020 election. In fact, just released from somebody, I believe, who is credible position in Molly Hemingway. She's just released a new book called Rigged. Now, The naysayers, the mainstream media, big tech has done everything they can to squash this, even, you know, getting behind the words and accusations of Liz Cheney, who eventually found the exit, because it's like, wait a minute, you're trying to sell the wrong gospel in the wrong church here. This is not working. And regardless of what, you know, the Democrats and some of these others, including Dominion, who you understand why Dominion is defensive and why they're trying. I mean, they're trying to protect their whole credibility in future, are they not?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think we have a huge problem. And, you know, especially here in Michigan. And recently I've been saying that, you know, our Michigan GOP, that we have a problem with our Michigan GOP because they are not standing behind the audits. They are not supporting the audits. They are not pushing for the forensic audits here in Michigan. They're literally not even talking about it.
So Melissa, people want to know why. Why wouldn't they?
Well, you know, one of my really good friends is the co-chair of the Michigan GOP. And, you know, I've tried to get a hold of her several times. You know, she's friends of mine. And, you know, I'll talk to them and I'll say, listen, can you just ask her why she's not supporting the forensic audits? Can you just ask her what's going on? You know, tell her to get behind this stuff. I get no response back. It's just like literally silence from every direction. I'm so sick of it that lately, every time I've been having an event or a speech somewhere, I've been saying, listen, it's time to stop supporting completely our Michigan GOP because they are not supporting us.
Exactly. I mean, to me, this is a basic question. We've been using the analogy. It's like when there's an airplane accident, the FAA comes out, Federal Aviation Association, they come out, administration, they come out and then investigate a plane crash. They break everything down. They put the plane back together and the whole deal. The reason they do that is so that they will learn going forward not to reproduce that error, whatever training adjustments they need to make. It's all very valuable information. But yet for something as critical as an election, crickets?
Oh, yeah. Well, Matt DiPerno came out this morning and said some things on Antrim County that he was finding. And he found that the tabulating machines, you could run ballots through several times, just like I was saying. Mm-hmm. They'll accept the ballots. Then you can print out the report from the election and then run more ballots. And you can take the time. You can actually put the date and time for the election, backdate it, and like take these ballots and backdate them all the way to the election day. So they're thinking that people were running ballots several days before the election and then backdated it to the election day or just front dated it, you know? So, I mean, they're finding several things. And Matt DiPerno said on a conference call this morning, he said that he is doing the work of the Department of Justice, and they aren't doing anything. You know, he's doing all the work, and he's been doing it since the election, and nobody's helped him. You know,
well, you wouldn't expect the department. Come on, let's be fair here in a sense that look at the Democrats are controlling. They got the outcome they wanted,
right?
So they're not going to support any look-see. They're not interested in it. There's this whole idea of HR1 and S1. This is all a ruse. This is all a continuation of the cover-up to get people to buy into this narrative and to really, you know, be so closed-minded. I mean, the fact that could even be done, what you just said, I mean, forget about whether or not it was done, but the fact that it has the capability of doing it, that really raises suspicions and questions, does it not?
Yeah, of course it does. And, you know, when we, like, you know, we have a co-chair here in Michigan in Grand Traverse he's the actual chair of the GOP in Grand Traverse, just put paperwork in to stop the forensic audit in Antrim County. It's like, what's going on here in Michigan? I mean, why are our chairs, co-chairs, and, you know, why do we have these problems with it, with our party? Like,
yes.
It's unbelievable.
See, and you're bringing up a good point here, and this is why people are upset and where the party, if it doesn't get a hold of itself, and that there isn't enough critical mass to hold this thing together, this is really going to splinter because, yes, the Republican Party is at odds with one another, and it should be because it really needs to get a grasp and understanding and a passion of what it's all about, why it exists. And otherwise, you know, the people are, you know, they're exiting stage left. They're not going to want to be a part of a party that, you know, is not going to pursue the truth and have credibility. And this is what's happened. It's been homogenized to such a degree that this is no longer your father's GOP. This is some, you know, reinvention of a grand old party that is not so grand these days. We've got more from Melissa Carone after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time.
And thank you for joining in, because if it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, all hands on deck, one citizen at a time, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, just like Melissa Carone, a conservative IT professional, a Michigan native. She stepped forward as the Dominion whistleblower, bringing attention to the systemic voter fraud that stole the election from President Trump. Yes, we said stole the election from President Trump. We're truth tellers here. I mean, there's no other way to put it, Melissa, is there? I mean, with all the evidence right now, I mean, there are so many, as I say, smoking guns. It's hard to ignore. I mean, what other election can you think of that is so rampant with all this evidence that people have to purposely ignore? I don't know of another one. Do you?
Oh, when you say purposely ignore, that is exactly what's going on. And it doesn't matter what kind of evidence comes forward from now, from here on out. And I honestly believe this. Nobody is going to pay attention to it. It doesn't matter. And it is. It literally makes my skin crawl, because all I've been doing for the past 6 months with several others is trying to expose this fraud. And it's been, I've met so many great people along the way, but we really do have a country to save and our party as well.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, Melissa, is that, you know, what is it that the people are afraid of? Are they afraid of are they afraid of just blowing up the institution? I mean, we have been knowing for quite a while that the institutions of our government have been compromised. The three-letter agencies, I mean, even going back to the Obama administration, there was clear evidence of fraud and corruption that took place. We saw a ton of corruption happen. Mm-hmm. And you know, under President Trump, it was just it was so blatantly exposed, and they spent millions of dollars of our money in order to hide this and to try to get rid of Donald Trump. And all they did was further indict themselves and provide evidence that they're corrupt to the core. And now here they are. They were so mentally deranged over this that they suspended all level of intelligence, all based on passion and their hatred for Donald Trump, to put a scam on the American people. And you've got over 72 million, 75 million people who voted for Trump. They're just sitting there saying, what happened?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? I think people are, there's a lot of people that are scared. And it's a lot of Republicans. Well, it's a lot of rhinos. And what they're doing is, I think that there was a lot of people in on the fraud and in on that were in on getting Donald Trump out of office, a lot of Republicans. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of Democrats said to them, well, you know, you do this and the Republicans won't find out and we'll cover for you and then you'll still get votes and nobody will ever find out, like I said. And these are people that are still trying to cover for themselves. And, you know, we have them in our party, and they're the people that are denying that there was any fraud. And they are the people that are ruining the party, ultimately.
And I think you're onto something here in terms of the fear factor. I mean, we've gone through COVID and all this stuff, but we know, I mean, we saw it happen, and how the three-letter agencies, the IRS, you know, the FBI, how they were weaponized by the Obama administration to go after political opponents. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza, I remember quite clearly what happened to him. If it happened to a Democrat, they'd have slapped him, you know, on the hand and sent him on his way. Nope. They had to make a point and put a message out to anybody else that was against the resistance or against Barack Obama or the Democrats was, you're going to have hell to pay. You're going to jail. You're going to go to jail. You're going to get investigated. We're going to, you know, just like Mike Flynn, we'll take you to bankruptcy. Yep. You know, and I imagine with some people, which we're probably not hearing about, but in some cases, some people have been driven to suicide because of this pressure that's been placed upon them by these government agencies. I mean, so this is serious stuff here. And so in a sense, Melissa, you kind of understand in part, but if we don't create a firewall for truth, for whether it's the Republican Party or any other party for this matter in the political process, America's doomed.
Oh, absolutely. So you have, so exactly what you were saying. And then we have, I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought. We have people, like I said, yes, in our party that are just denying all of this stuff. You have Donald Trump coming out and saying we have to clear these rhinos out, saying stop donating to the GOP, saying donate to me. I'll, donate to candidates that are, actual Republicans. And, it's the way things were run. It's just everything is a mess right now. And we're trying to slowly clear them out. And they're not going. They're claiming it's their party. And, it's just really difficult for us right now. And this is all I talk about. This is all I do. It's every day. I'm sorry. I have my daughter sleeping right now. So I was in and out of her room. But So it's very hard right now, but we are trying, and I think that we're making progress, and we have a lot of people working on it.
Exactly. Well, the vision needs to be cast in such a way, Melissa, that everybody understands what the playbook is and what rules we're going to play by and what's the objective, right?
Exactly.
And that's going to ferret out these rhinos. I mean, the rhinos are real, they're real obvious, but, that process will put pressure. That systematic process will put pressure on them and realize, because it's just like an opera. I mean, you've been working in businesses before, and sometimes you get bad people in the company. And I believe, they always self-indict, and you just have to, set up a format, set up a formula in which that happens, and it has to do with accountability. When you call for accountability against a goal that everybody agreed on, then they sit there and realize, and I think that even Liz Cheney had to come to admit that, she wasn't on the same page as the Republican Party. She thought she could influence and get people just to, drink the grape juice that they were selling her and Mitt Romney and others. And she realized and found out. And I think this is a big message to the other rhinos is that, there is some backbone, and the only person that I can thank for, giving backbone to the Republican Party, frankly, is Donald Trump.
Oh, for sure. And what I was going to say earlier, Bill, is look at what they're doing to the people from January 6th still. They're putting fear in people to gather, a fear in people to even talk about this stuff. And they're still investigating it and wanting to investigate certain people. I was there on January 6th. Mm-hmm. I was at the rally. It was a peaceful rally. It was just like every other rally, and for them to be investigating still, it just shows you that what they're doing is they're trying to keep their finger on us. And they're saying, if you gather and if you do anything else, you're going to face consequences and they're going to be big too. So they're putting a fear in people.
Exactly. Well, this is a false premise. Here it is. One day, January 6th, 2021, you have American citizens coming together going, what the heck happened here? And, and what are you talking? A couple hundred people went into the Capitol. You had a million people outside that you said it was like another rally. And they were there in support of Donald Trump, our American dream. And a couple hundred people, and you had, Capitol Police even letting them in. And, this is a big, confusing mess. And so now what do you got, 400 people now that are indicted that they're, putting through hell, just like we talked about with, with what they did with Dinesh D'Souza and with others. So they're tightening up the screws on anybody that just wants to exercise their right, their civic responsibility and expression. I mean, this is very dangerous as to what's going on here.
It is. It's very scary. And it's putting, it's making people think twice about doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking.
Exactly.
And it's scary,
Yeah. Well, it really is. But I appreciate your courage, Melissa, and those others, and there's still many Democrats out there, but they've got it. They cannot be passive. There's not room, and we've been saying this for quite a while, this idea of the silent majority. We've got to be able to come out and speak out against this and get rid of the corrupt operatives within our government. If not, heaven help us. And it's not just us, but what are we going to hand over to our kids, right? Melissa Crone has been with us. Melissa, as always, I look forward to having you back on and keeping us up to date as to what's going on. You take care.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR, with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the no-regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-501-HIT. That's 800-501-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-501-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-19 deaths in America is down 81% since April of 2020. Nearly 157 million Americans have been vaccinated. The White House continues to encourage all Americans to get the vaccine.
If the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they will protect themselves. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up, may see this progress reverse. Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The United States is gearing up to spread the COVID-19 vaccines throughout the world. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The United States will send 20 million doses to help countries battling the pandemic. This is in addition to sending all of the manufactured AstraZeneca vaccine doses overseas. This is the most doses donated by any country in the world.
The CDC announced Thursday that fully vaccinated people can go without masks in most situations. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Now, that's the takeaway of the song. Don't lose hope, okay? We are a hopeful nation, a hopeful people, especially when we have truth on our side. You know, there's so much conversation right now and consternation about what's going on in our classrooms. This critical race theory, social justice curriculum, how it has invaded our classrooms have been most disturbing. And I think what is encouraging to me is that parents are coming together and they're speaking out against us. Nikki Neely is with us now. She's the president of Speech First. Nikki, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're to give the audience an understanding here, Parents Defending Education is a national grassroots organization, and they're working to depoliticize our classrooms. And they've got some new results of the first national polls that ask detailed questions of American voters about efforts to impose CRT upon our kids in the classrooms of America, right?
Correct, yeah. And so, yeah, we commissioned this poll because, you know, as you said, so many people are very unhappy with what's going on. And I think, unfortunately, those people who are unhappy feel really isolated, right? I mean, if you express any concern about anti-racism or critical race theory, any of these things creeping into your child's classroom, you're immediately called names. And so people feel really isolated. And so we wanted to gauge, you know, how widespread is this sentiment? Are people alone? And it turns out, no. Across the board, across, you know, demographics, across political ideologies, people hate this stuff, which is just awesome. I mean, you know, sad, but also it's encouraging to me.
Exactly. Well, this is what happens when you have a silent majority. You know, they are squashed even more so. I mean, this has been, you know, institutionalized by the wokest and the cancel culture that, as you say, if you speak out against something that is so obvious as this is, and which Tim Scott, you know, alluded to a couple of weeks ago in saying that it's ridiculous to, you know, to defeat racism with racism. I mean, it's just, it really, I mean, it's so practical and academic that you think people would get it, but this is where we are. I mean, it's absolutely insane. So these numbers bring some reality here. Like you said, 25% said that it was somewhat or very important for schools to teach students that their race is the most important thing about them. 25%, okay? One-fourth. 70% said it's not important or not at all important. I mean, that's a huge difference, right?
Right, yeah. Big numbers. And again, you know, this cuts across racial lines. This cuts across political lines. This is unpopular with Democrats. This is unpopular with minorities. And so when people say, you know, you're a racist, how dare you? No, that's not the case. People just don't really like everything being racialized. And they definitely don't like this happening to their children against their will.
Well, it seems that what has happened, just like in our culture, Nikki, is that politics has been allowed to invade every aspect of our lives and the classrooms. Is that in and of itself very dangerous, that you've got young people being used as political tools here?
Absolutely. I mean, our children are being taught not how to think, not how to think critically, to make up their own mind, to reason through arguments. They're being told what to think in no uncertain terms. And I have worked for many years in higher ed, and so I used to hear this from college students all the time, that, you know, well, I have to write the paper this way because I'll get a bad grade. And now we're starting to see that creep into K-12 settings. I mean, kindergartners exposed to really explicit sexual content, people being taught, again, yeah, that their race is the most important thing about them, that they're either oppressors or oppressed. Nobody wants their children to be taught these things, right? We want our children to have a love of curiosity and life and, you know, an interest in things and not be beaten down because of immutable characteristics that they can't control.
Exactly. Well, when asked whether teachers should present students with multiple perspectives on contentious political and social issues, 87% said, let's have the debate. Because to your point, this is what exercises critical thinking, right? Only 6% believe the teacher should present one perspective that the school believes is correct. I mean, like, really? I mean, 6% are going to believe that they're willing to subordinate their intelligence to the schools, like the schools know better?
Right. And you know what? I think if somebody wants to send their child to Social Justice Country Day, you know what? You do that. You take your kid, you put them in a private school that has those kinds of values. But don't do it to my child with my tax dollars against
exactly.
my will. And don't do it to my neighbor's kids either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the point, is that we, the people, we're paying for this. You know, we have every right to hold them accountable with what's going on with public education. Otherwise, you know, it's a misnomer. It's no longer public education, is it?
Right, and we've been filing a lot of Freedom of Information Act requests around the country, and it's been really interesting for me to see these districts that are signing 5-6-figure contracts with equity consultants that obviously every time an equity consultant comes in, they always say, you are racist, you're horrible. By the way, you have to keep paying us a bunch of money.
Right.
You know, but these districts then turn around. There was a district outside Austin, Texas that said, we don't even have enough money to hire a crossing guard for the local elementary school. They went to the state capitol hat in hand, you know, and saying, we need more money, we need more subsidies. I mean, you made the affirmative decision to sign a 6-figure contract with an equity consultant, and now you're saying that you can't have kids safely cross the street. That's disgusting.
Yes, exactly. Isn't that absurd? It's so upside down and so obvious what's going on. But also what's happening, I can't remember the city or the county district in Texas, but they voted out the school board. I mean, they didn't waste any time. They said, you guys are a bunch of knuckleheads. You're out of here. And they just the voters themselves took control, and there was a clean sweep there.
Yeah, and that's after, you know what, two of the previous school board members actually were indicted for trying to keep things out of the state's open records law. You know, they were texting about issues like this instead of, you know, sending it in emails where the stuff would have to be preserved. And so a lot of these officials know they are doing things that people don't like, and they are going ahead with it anyway. And that, to me, is that's a betrayal of the public trust. And I wish that there were more people out there that realize the importance of these local school board elections. I mean, these people make decisions about our children's education, about the curriculum, whether charter schools can open in their districts. And they have a lot of power. And I think just for far too long, people have not paid attention to that.
Well, and I think slowly but surely they're starting to realize that the power is in their hands. This is what we the people looks like. A lot of people go to me, you know, they'll ask me, because, you know, we often talk about we the people, the power of those three words. Well, if you don't exercise the power, if you don't tap into that power, then we'll continue to get the government that we're dealing with right now. But the local level is absolutely critical, because that's where the rubber meets the road, doesn't it?
Right. And I think about this saying that Dick Armey used to say, politics goes to he who shows up. If we care, we must start showing up again.
Exactly. Good point. When asked whether their local K through 12 school has increased or decreased, survey says, you know, in terms of decreasing its emphasis on issues of race, gender, and activism in the last 2 years, survey said 52% said it had increased a lot or a little. Only 2% said it had decreased. Similarly, 57% said their local schools had become more political, with only 4% saying less political. Wow, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd love to know where those schools are.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, and of course we came out of a very hot, contested political season, and you could argue that this went on, you know, before Donald Trump, during the Trump years and that. So this was the conversation. I mean, people were deluged with, you know, political information. I mean, even myself as a talk show host, I mean, after the election was over, I took a break, you know, and I even told the audience, I said, we need to breathe a little bit and have some distance and kind of decompress from all this, you know, political morass that we've had to deal with.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? It's good for kids, you know, to know what's going on in the world, but not to be taught one-sided. And that's where I think a lot of people are just, they're sick of their children coming home and saying, well, this is, you know, this is it. Donald Trump is evil. And, you know,
yes.
That's where we see a lot of concern.
And then here we are now where the kids, they're told Donald Trump is evil. Now they're being told that if you're white, you're evil.
Right. And at a time when kids' mental health is really at a low after 14 months of a pandemic, I think
Lord
it's disgusting and, frankly, child abuse for to do that to kids.
Without a doubt. She's the president of Speech First. Nikki Neely has been with us. Nikki, how can they be in touch? Real quick, 10 seconds.
Sure. Our website is defendinged.org for Parents Defending Education, which just launched in March. So we're pretty new, so come check us out.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello? Hi. I just wanted to call in and find out when...
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
For $1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us sharing part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Rachel Alexander joins us, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, the Christian Post. And we've got lots to talk about, particularly the left's fascination with junk science, Rachel. It is amazing what they've been putting us through the last 16 months. Even after it's clear the science is junk, that's their story. They're going to stick to it no matter what, right?
Oh, yeah, it's just ridiculous. They always accuse us of doing what they're doing, and they're the ones who have been following junk science, and it's really out of control, but nobody ever calls them on it because everybody just, you know, wants to be the person who believes in science, and if you disagree with the left, then you're supposedly not the person who believes in science.
Yeah, it's the tail shaking the dog again. I mean, it's just a small number of people led by Dr. Fauci, who has been more wrong than right. Think about that. But the left still wants to keep him on a pedestal as, you know, the god of this junk science theater we've been going through.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the junk science is all over COVID. And it's frankly just embarrassing. I mean, these people look like idiots, you know. They're all still wearing masks when even the CDC is saying we don't need to wear masks anymore. And finally Biden is coming out saying not to wear a mask. But Fauci, you just keep, that guy just never stopped.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing that amazes me, Rand Paul, try to help hold his feet to the fire, but he's the only one. He's kind of the lone Comanche out there, you know, asking Dr. Fauci the tough questions. I mean, it's been known for a long time. We've been reporting on this, and, you know, it's almost like the mainstream media is just barely catching up to it. And he's going, wait a minute, what is it that I know that maybe it's that they know it, they just don't want to report on it, and that has to do with the fact that in the genesis of this whole outbreak,
was Dr. Fauci here in the United States, Barack Obama telling him, do not invest, but yet they went ahead and did so anyway. And then 18 months or so after his team was there in China, they came back, Rachel, and said, these guys are a bunch of cowboys. There's going to be an outbreak. This is way too risky. And then when there is an outbreak, I mean, Dr. Fauci's like real quiet. And he doesn't even help us out in dealing with this to even, you know, declare that, in fact, this did come out of China. This was the China virus. It wasn't through, you know, some other accident or whatever you want to call it. But there's been very little investigation as to why this thing was released. The only thing we do have is a scientist, a virologist from China and worked there in the factory. And she came out and declared on Tucker Carlson that, in fact, this was purposeful.
Yeah, that's because Fauci is politically correct, and it's not considered politically correct to say that China could have had something to do with the release of the virus. And these people are dishonest. They don't want to get to the bottom of the story. They don't want to consider other solutions. And it's not like we're even saying that we're sure China is behind it. We just want people to be open-minded and explore all the different possibilities.
Rachel, for what, 4.5 years, we were told the Russians had invaded our election process, and that's why Donald Trump got elected. There was millions of dollars spent, all sorts of manpower from both houses of the legislature investigating a possible intervention into our election system by the political class. Here you have a virus. Clearly, I don't think anybody has any doubt whatsoever that it came out of China, and we can't even do an investigation to figure out what the heck happened. Because, and I keep using this analogy, you know, the FAA, after every plane crash, breaks everything down. They'll take up to 12 months. They figure it out, and they come back and bring back the information. And they do that so that whatever they can learn, they can teach other pilots what to avoid and how to handle these situations so it doesn't happen again. But here it is. No, when it comes to something like this that has killed, how many millions of people has COVID killed? And America is like silent. The WHO not participating. China's not, you know, they're not going to participate whatsoever because the outcome that China has gotten out of this is exactly what they wanted.
Yeah, it's horrendous what the left picks and chooses. This is, we're going to, you know, allow to be discovered as something that's blameworthy or not. And, you know, they're very selective. You know, certain things are just too offensive. We just can't investigate that as being the possible reason. But other things, oh gosh, if you're a white male, oh my gosh, you're responsible for everything under the sun.
Right.
I mean, it's just incredible. I can't track their logic. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And, they pick or choose depending on what politically correct versions are acceptable today or not. And then they end up contradicting each other down the road. It's horrendous, but they won't ever admit fault. They won't ever admit their inconsistency. It's just left to us to continue pointing it out.
Exactly, because the fact of the matter is the truth does come out eventually. I mean, this junk science that's included, you know, climate change. I mean, look what Al Gore said, you know, back in early 2000. He warned that the world had until January the 27th, he even predicted the day and year of 2016 to end its dependency on fossil fuels or there would be a global emergency. I don't think that happened, did it?
So embarrassing how they say stuff like this, but nothing ever happens. People are quick to forget. If you ask the average millennial about Al Gore's prediction and it not coming true, they'll have no idea because the mainstream media never hyped it up.
Yeah, exactly. And well, you know, I mean, hey, look at he got an Oscar, didn't he? And he was awarded for this junk science, and he continues to, you know, fly around the country claiming, you know, that he's got his carbon footprint covered because he supports some tents out in South Africa somewhere. God only knows. I mean, it's absurd. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's even added her two prophetic cents into it, and in 2019 said that, you know, the world would end in 12 years. See, to me, when people make statements like this, they need to be if anybody needs to be canceled, they need to be canceled. Because you're not good at your predictions. You're not in the prediction business. You know, all this hype that you're doing and how you're scaring the American people, for what gain? For your own prominence? I mean, how are you serving the American people, or the world for that matter, with these kind of irresponsible statements?
But they get rewarded over and over. Like, you saw Al Gore, you know, gets rewarded with an Oscar. So nobody's stopping these people. I mean, they get more praise the more they go on. People call them brave for standing up to the right.
But what happens when we really need that information? That's what I'm concerned about, because we're being conditioned, all surrounded by a lie. And then when we really need, or maybe Ocasio-Cortez happens to land on something that does make sense that we should take heed to, we don't pay attention to her because she's expended her credibility.
I hope we finally get to that stage. I was actually planning on writing an article about how Democrats are finally distancing themselves from her. It's starting to happen a little bit, but not, you know, quite to the extent that I would like. And, you know, she's just the most far out leftist. There are plenty of there are other ones out there, you know, like Fauci, who get away with it and continue to get away with it.
Rachel, I guess the warning is that you're putting out there is that if we don't re-embrace critical thinking and self-responsibility, we're going to be dupes to people like this. Because whether it's the mainstream media, social media, the narrative of the day and the way the culture is bombarding us with all this manure, I mean, we're putting our very lives at risk. We're putting our families at risk, our kids, our legacy, all because of these knuckleheads that don't know what they're talking about.
Well, that's true. Who cares about all the kids who committed suicide because of the lockdown? You know, the left doesn't care. And the mainstream media isn't going to highlight those examples. I mean, you have to dig to find any information like that. But, you know, how many bodies have they caused because of their clear decision on things like junk science, like COVID?
Exactly. Well, certainly COVID, I believe the jury, forgive me, the jury is still out. Regarding the injections that people are taking, I don't know, Rachel. I was reading last week about, you know, the story of thalidomide babies and what happened in the 50s. You know, women were getting nauseous, and they said, hey, we got this great drug, and, you know, take this drug. And meanwhile, in due time, all of a sudden there was this increase in miscarriages. Then we had babies being born that were deformed. Is that our possible future with these injections?
That's what I don't know. We don't know because they won't tell us. They won't give us the full story. I think the ramifications of COVID are going to be far worse than we even think they are today.
Exactly. Yeah, because like you said, we don't know. We don't know how many miscarriages. We know miscarriages are happening. We don't know if they're at some alarming rate. All that stuff is pushed down. I mean, even the CDC made an announcement that there's certain benchmarks that they're not even going to report on anymore. So it's almost like they're putting this in the rearview mirror. Let's move on and not even, you know, fully realize. So it makes you wonder, to your point, what other surprises down the road are we going to discover because, this junk science didn't do their due diligence?
And that's the thing. They might finally, you know, say we regret it down the road, but that won't be for at least 20 years. And then it won't matter. And people won't even remember in 20 years that it was the left who was behind, you know, all this junk science with COVID.
Exactly. It'll be more than your grandparents who died because they were stuffed into a retirement home or a facility like which Governor Cuomo did for the people there in New York. Rachel Alexander, attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post has been with us. Rachel, as always, appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me.